Callie, I got to tell you, I was really surprised to know when we did our eating food the wrong way. I think it went over really well. I learned that I've been eating food kind of the wrong way. You're like supposed to eat your burger upside down.
That so is just crazy to me.
So it captures all the juices.
I don't understand the difference. I mean, either way, it's going to go in and out the same way.
You're not wrong. But you found another one of these things that's going to make us think, oh my gosh, have I been doing it wrong this whole time?
Yes, I found another story here, and people are weighing in, giving us these funny, funny misuses, extreme misuses of everyday items. They're hilarious. They'll entertain your brain. So get ready to laugh, you guys. Some are quite brilliant, to be honest. Yeah. Like, you never knew you could do this with your hair straightener.
Ooh.
One person cooked bacon with their hair straightener.
I have seen that on YouTube, though. I've seen people wrap it. It does work.
It actually makes it crispy?
Yes, but it's messy, right?
Oh, I would imagine the fat would go somewhere.
You probably don't want to use it in your hair for a while.
No, unless you want your hair to be greasy.
Which my hair already
smelly.
Is. I don't want my hair to be more greasy.
All right, one more person here weighing in says, I once caught a friend of mine rubbing an antibacterial hand wipe from KFC all over his fried chicken.
Oh.
The little packet said a hint of lemon on it. He thought it was meant to flavor your chicken. Like, come on.
That is way wrong.
Come on.
My dad used to keep those all the time in the vehicle because...
Extras.
You have kids.
You have kids.
They make a mess.
Totally.
You
that's
just
why
toss
I keep
it back
baby
there.
Wipes everywhere.
Yeah. Wash your hands.
My friend's kid decided to make a grilled cheese sandwich with an iron meant for clothes.
Oh, gosh.
On the couch.
Did it work?
They burned a nice iron-shaped hole in the couch. But they were also 15 years old at the time.
You got to know better.
Come on.
Come on, kids. Come on.
I once walked into my sister's room to find that she had maxi pads laid out everywhere with her Barbies on top. She said that the Barbies found sleeping bags.
Imaginative.
Yeah, and their children, they don't understand.
I gotta give it to her, but okay.
I used to live two doors down from a neighbor who would often vacuum her grass after it was mowed.
Ooh.
Your clippings. Why don't you just bag your clippings and throw them at the baler?
Yeah. I wonder what was one more down from there.
The door down. Like
3 doors down, though.
Oh, yeah, right?
That's what I was...
Where are you getting at here?
I was, like, stuck on that. Anyway, yeah, why would you just not bag it up and... Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
It is really crazy. So these are people doing things wrong.
My brother... Well, some are kind of brilliant. The bacon and the...
The bacon was smart.
Let's say you're... I don't know where you would be with a straightener and not a microwave. But
don't even try to come up with a situation where it's okay. It's like, oh man, I left my pan at home, but I have a hair straightener and bacon.
My brother once used a putty knife to cut brownies. My parents were redoing the kitchen, left it out on top of the paint bucket or something. We weren't allowed hot plates or microwaves in the college dorm.
Okay.
So one of the girls on my floor would cook bacon with her hair straightener. That's what I said.
Yep.
That's a college dorm situation. That's where it's coming from.
There's the situation where you could possibly do it.
My uncle had never used a Keurig before. So he thought that one would have to remove the top paper of the K-cup so the hot water could get into the coffee.
Oh, no.
Surprisingly.
Did it make a mess?
Not surprisingly. It caused a huge mess.
Yeah.
I think I did that one time when I first
did
got
you?
My Keurig.
See, I was like, aren't
I'm
you
not
supposed
to lie.
Well, we see these things. We're always taking off the lids of them. Like, you think, you see it, you're like, oh, I got to take the lid off. But it just pops the hole in it usually, right?
Last one here is I once saw a woman using an Oyster card, which is a London bus pass. It's about the size and material of a credit card. She used it as a spoon to eat lasagna out of her Tupperware container on the bus. If you're hungry, it's better than using your fingers, I guess. Wouldn't you say?
Wow, are you serious?
I think the one that blows my mind the most is wiping the wet nap on your chicken.
That one's very disgusting.
I'm like,
it's
how
sanitized.
Do you not know what a wet nap is?
Well, but hey.
How do you not?
Didn't we share a story about a woman who would like wash her chicken and her steaks like in the sink? Like after they had defrosted, she would like scrub them to make sure like.
Well, a lot of people do rinse their foods before they cook them.
I never rinse my
not
steaks and my chicken.
You're not supposed to because you can contaminate your kitchen
other things,
and leave spores on the counters and the sinks and whatever. So,
interesting.
It's just misuses of everyday items.
You
kind of comical.
Take it with a grain of salt. While some of them may be brilliant, they're definitely not the correct way to be using those items.